Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. It is day 7. Yesterday we talked about fear and faith. And so today I want to expand on that a little more. Where do we get our faith from? That is a question that I'm often asked. How do you have faith in something you don't know? Well, let's go back to little children. When they're learning how to walk. I watched my kids learn how to walk. And when they did, there was a time when they couldn't walk. They couldn't take a step. And yet, so they had failed 100% of the time before their first step. So they didn't get faith that they could walk from experience because they'd fallen 100% of the time. So where did they get their faith from? Because they knew they could walk. That's right. They got it from the people around them because they saw other people, adults, all walking. So they knew that one day that they would also be walking around as well. It is the natural progression. They didn't have fear that they wouldn't walk. They saw everybody else doing it, so they could. And so faith can come from the environment that you surround yourself with. So what happens then? The challenge is that we surround ourselves with people who are living in fear instead of faith. Fear that they can't do something, fear that they won't have enough, fear that there's not enough money, fear that there's not enough health, fear that there is no more people to be in a relationship with. A lot of people that we surround ourselves with live constantly in fear. And so it would be natural not to have faith because those around you aren't setting an example for faith. If everyone else around you, or if there were a group of people that you knew that could do the things that you desired to do or that already did them, they would tell you, you can do it too. If I can do it, you can do it. And let's say when you're starting out a martial art, you start in white belt. However, when you line up, you see other belts ahead of you. There's all these other colors, and then the instructor is usually a black belt or a brown belt or someone who has been doing whatever sport that you are learning martial art for a long time. So you know that that's possible for you. You know the next level is possible for you. And you know you are where you are because of your belt color. You've got your white belt, you just started. But they model for you what's possible. They model having learned the skills before you. They model how to get to the next level. And if you show up to class and you learn the skills, then you get the outcome of your next belt promotion. You learn from the people who've done it before you. And so when you're trying to do something, grow a new business, to be in a new relationship, to, you know, whatever, heal yourself, it is that you desire, who are you seeking to go with you? People who believe that it's possible for you or people who question whether it's possible? The people, our environment, if we haven't done it yet, our environment will tell us, will help us show that what's possible. So here's the thing. When you have courage and you're like, okay, I'm going to put myself out there. Let's say so you want a new relationship. I'm going to put myself out there. You put yourself on dating sites. You go to speed dating. You go wherever it is that you want to go to meet people. And then let's say you get a date and it goes terribly. You go, that's it. I am not dating anymore. This is terrible. Why would I put myself out there in the first place? I'm not doing it anymore. Or let's say you want to build a business and you're like, okay, I have enough courage. I'm going to go live on Instagram or I'm going to do my first masterclass. No one comes. And you're like, see, I never should have done this. I knew it wouldn't work. And then you stop. What would you tell a young child or a teenager, if they're like, I can't do this math, I stink at math. I'm never going to learn how to add. Do you tell them, okay, you don't need to ever do math again? No, of course not. You're going to have to learn how to add. Eventually you will. And failure will lead to success. We say these things, but we don't model these things. We need to go back to what it's like to learn. How many times did you fall? It took months before you could walk. You're lucky if you started walking in your first, by the time you turned one. Everything else leading up to it was learning. And everyone celebrated you when you took your first step. They're like, yes, oh, look at you go. You rolled. Oh my goodness, you sat up. You crawled. Wow, look at you go. And here, there's no celebration when you're an adult. So we need to remember what it's like to learn again. And failure comes with learning. And yet, whenever we try and we fail, we go, yeah, that's not for me anymore. Remember what it was like to learn. And it takes a while. Do you think a black belt in a martial art gets there overnight? No, it's years and years of dedication. How about learning a language? Of course we don't expect to understand a language in one go. So why would you expect to learn how to build a business on your first try? Or to find the person, that you want to manifest on your first go? So, faith, how do you build faith? It's a one step at a time internally. So meaning you say what you're going to do and you believe it's going to happen. Even something so simple as you look at your day and you go, okay, this is going to happen. Like, let's say I get up in the morning and the first thing I know is I am going to go and have a cup of warm water. That. And then I go do it. Or I get up and I say, I'm going to go work out. And I go do it. I'm creating trust with the faith. Trust in faith. Faith that I'm going to go do it. I know you say, oh, it's already a given because you do it every day. But it hasn't happened yet, right? It is something in the future. And then you pluck it out of the zone of what you want. And then you surround yourself with other people who exercise and work out and eat well. And soon that becomes your reality. And then you have the, strength that you desire. You have the mobility, the flexibility that you desire one day. So faith comes from your own internal ability to do the things that you say you're going to do. And have faith in yourself. And then also externally from seeing other people and knowing that they've done it and that you can do it too. And then there's the worldwide, universe-wide faith in something greater than yourself, that there's a bigger plan for you. But we work our way up. We start really small. If you can't get on board with the universe is conspiring for me, don't start there. Start with just faith in yourself that you can do what you say you're going to do. And then build. Look at people around you who've done the things that you've done. If you don't know any, you seek them out. Now we have the internet where you can go anywhere across the world and find groups or people who've done what you're trying to do or who've done something similar. And then you could say, if they can do it, I can do it. Once you hear a person's story, you will see that we're not so different from each other. We all have fears. We have challenges. We have things that, the universe put in our way. And the ones that have overcome it to do what you want to do, you'll know that they have a story similar to you. They're like you, like us. And if they can do it, you can do it. If there exists the possibility, that means it can happen for you. That's how I'd like social media to be used, is that instead of saying, ooh, I want that, it is look that they were able to achieve what I want to achieve. That means it's possible for me too. Let's see some of the things that they've done and mix it with who I am, and let's see if we can do it together. All right, so those are several ways that you can learn to have faith and develop faith. Have a great day.